1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Memorial Day getaway is well underway. Experts say it could take you up to 90% longer than usual to reach your destination by car. The bright side? CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
Gas prices about the same as they were last year, so if you were driving, you're at least not getting a ton of sticker shock there.
The national average today is $3.60 a gallon. Israel's military spokesman Daniel Hagari reports the bodies of three more hostages killed on October 7th have been recovered.
Their bodies were rescued during a special operation based on precise intelligence in the area of Gaza.
The UN's top court expected to rule today on ordering a ceasefire. The NCAA has reached a deal to let schools pay college players. CBS's Erica Herskowitz.
By settling these cases, the NCAA will pay more than $2.7 billion in damages over 10 years to past and current athletes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $48 million worth of new building projects in Wisconsin just got the green light. The State Building Commission approved the funding yesterday. The money will go from everything from an addition to the Milwaukee Regional Medical Campus in Wauwatosa to an equipment storage building for the Department of Natural Resources. Black voters may very well decide the winner of this year's election, but black vote organizers admit they're fighting an enthusiasm gap this year. This could be due to any number of reasons.
You have, you know, some black folks that are concerned about the ceasefire, you know, that's going on in Gaza. And there's, you have some black folks that are concerned about reproductive justice. You have others that are concerned about economics.
Ashley C.J. Daniels is with a nonprofit called Black Girls Vote. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Over a pound of meth and other drugs were seized and seven people arrested in Stevens Point on Wednesday. The Stevens Point Plover SWAT team executed narcotic-related search warrants at 2817 Water Street and 500 Forest Street in Stevens Point. Of the seven arrested, one person was from Wisconsin Rapids. The rest were from Stevens Point. Along with 1.3 pounds of meth, the SWAT team seized THC and psilocybin mushrooms, as well as drug paraphernalia. The house at 500 Forest Street was deemed uninhabitable, and people there were given 24 hours to vacate the residence. The third Veterans Honor Walk will go up on Monday in Wisconsin Rapids. The city and American Legion Post 9 will hang up 24 banners. These custom banners celebrating veterans will be visible on light poles along Grand Avenue from 8th Street to City Hall. They'll be on display until Veterans Day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. And thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to, getting you ready for Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning, TGIF.
Yes, yeah. It is Friday. They can't take that from us.
No, they can't.
What kind of weather we got in store for us this weekend, Brittany?
Well, it started off beautiful this morning, but you can already see the clouds off to the west. They are starting to roll in here this morning. Now, we're going to be cloudy all day today and wet. In fact, we're going to see a round of showers and storms moving through. I want to say around 11 to noon, I think the first round will hit us. And then again, some more storms fire up behind that. We're going to be pretty soggy out there from about 2 o'clock this afternoon until 9 o'clock this night, I think. So we're looking at around 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch of rainfall, some gusty winds possibly in these storms up to 60 miles per hour, some hail, and a tornado or two can't be ruled out. I mean, right now, it's down in Iowa. We're seeing some strong to severe storms, tornadoes on the ground there. That looks to be moving into Illinois. But again, this whole line of storms will be sweeping across the state this evening. So dark and damp, but a beautiful day tomorrow. It's going to be bright, beautiful, but cooler, highs in the low 70s. And then for Sunday and Monday, another storm system is going to hit us. So highs on Sunday will be in the mid-60s. Highs on Monday for Memorial Day will be in the upper 60s. But we're going to be seeing rain, showers, storms moving in by Sunday afternoon, and those are going to linger until at least Monday morning, late morning. It's going to be not the best forecast for Memorial Day weekend. Don't shoot the messenger, but Saturday is the day.
Saturday's the day to get that stuff in that you might want to outside this weekend. And we want everybody to be safe this weekend, have a fun weekend and an honorable weekend, and certainly keep all of this in mind. And also, no snow. You didn't hear Brittany mention snow in any of that. Okay, let's take the positives here. Sometimes you just gotta find that silver lining. That's all.
Accentuate the positive.
There you go. That's all you got to do. Brittany, we appreciate you joining us all week long. Have yourself a great weekend. We will talk to you on Tuesday.
You too. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Below. Appreciate her. Yes, we will get into our schedule for Monday and what we'll have lined up for you throughout the show today. We're also going to get into five tips for Memorial Day weekend, five safety tips for it. How much your Memorial Day cookout might cost.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us like ice cream, plus the best and worst flavors of ice cream? Great morning show banter right there.
Of course.
We got all that coming up for you. We will get into the, of course, not only El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club this hour, but we're going to make you a star of the day as well.
It's Friday.
Seth and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up and get the answer right. As long as you have won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Ooh, I'm excited. It's a good one.
Looking forward to that. Looking, we got to dive into the entertainment news. A lot to cover there, Seth.
Okay.
I want to get into interesting notes about Marvel coming out and talking about their releasing and how much they're going to release going forward
okay.
and everything.
Interesting.
Dolly Parton, we got to talk about her. we've also got what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on maybe your local and one of your local stages. I want to talk about that as well. Also in the 9 o'clock hour, 10 things people are convinced others only pretend to enjoy.
Oh.
That could be interesting.
That are you one of those? One.
Yes. We'll get on to
I like water skiing.
All of these things we will cover. Looking forward to getting into it all of it. I really, I don't think we're going to have time in the 2 hours we have. But the news that broke overnight of the NCAA and Power Five agreeing to a deal that will let schools pay players.
Wow.
Is some of the biggest news that happened to sports in our lifetimes.
In a long time.
In our really lifetimes. Yeah. This is over 100 years the NCAA has been around doing this, and they have finally realized, hey, you know what? We did this wrong. We've got to cover that. We will do that on Playmakers on Monday. I mean, our next Playmakers.
Yes.
The following Monday, we will do that. And I'm going to try to find a play to sneak this in, too.
You know, James, there's so much sports talk, you know, information that's out there. You know, you'd think there'd be a way we could do more of that.
I think we should look into that. We should look into that. That's a good one. Stay tuned, everybody. All right. Stay tuned. You're bad.
That's called a teaser.
You're my guy. That's my guy right there. I do want to start off, though, certainly talking a little Memorial Day. And there's certain things you're gonna hear a lot about this weekend. And there's some facts about this day that I thought would be good over. Because I think it's understandable, especially people that may not grow up in a military family or have military members, which it's hard to imagine anybody out there not having at least some 6 degrees of separation with our military.
Absolutely.
But possibly. I can imagine that there are people out there that mix these days up sometimes or just aren't certain. We're gonna straighten that out for you here. We're gonna make sure that you understand what these days are all about.
Mm-hmm.
Or what in particular these days are all about and why they're so vital. They're so important. I don't like reading pre-read things when it comes to this. I like to speak from my mind, from my heart, especially when it comes to our military. You don't hear me do that very often, but I did get a wonderful forward today from one of our good friends, Tom, who joins us with our monthly veterans updates. And I think this breaks it down fairly well.
Okay.
Armed Forces Day, for those who currently wear the uniform. Veterans Day, for those who used to wear the uniform. And Memorial Day, for those who never made it out of the uniform.
Right. That's really good.
Yeah.
I really like that. Wow.
I think that's the best I've ever seen it done, is simplifying mm-hmm. it, certainly, but it gets to the point there.
Yep.
Originally called Decoration Day as a way to recognize the soldiers lost during the Civil War, the day gradually expanded to memorize all those who have given their lives throughout the long history of war in the U.S. Now, Memorial Day continues to be a day to remember the military personnel we have lost and the families impacted by war. So there's your definition.
Yep.
That is what you can take with you into Monday. You can do this. Again, coming from military family, even as stern as my grandfather was, wanted people to enjoy themselves on Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. Why else did we lose so many? But to enjoy the freedoms that we have.
Right.
You can do that while also remembering our fallen.
Honoring them. You can do that. You can do both.
You can do two things at once. Keep that in mind, everybody, as we go forward in this election year. You can have two thoughts in your head at once and everything.
That's a good reminder.
But I did think there were some interesting facts about this. Like, did you know that the first to celebrate were actually African Americans?
Oh.
One of the earliest commemorations was organized by African Americans in Charleston, South Carolina, where the Civil War began on May 1st in 1865. Soon after General Lee surrendered his troops, thousands of formerly enslaved African Americans joined the U.S. Army and United States colored troops to march through the city, ending with a proper reenactment of Union soldiers who had been buried without a ceremony at a horse track.
Oh, wow. How about that? Did not know that.
Mentioned before that it was originally called Decoration Day. President Lyndon Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, as the official birthplace of Memorial Day because of its city-wide observance on May 5th in 1866. Memorial Day's unofficial symbol, the red poppy, comes from World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Concept of the red remembrance poppy on a dark blue vintage distressed wood table with copy space.
Right mm-hmm. there. Yep.
World War I saw the change from the name Decoration Day to Memorial Day, an introduction of the red poppy as a symbol of remembrance. The poppy image comes from a piece written by Canadian soldier and physician John McCrae, who penned the poem In Flanders Fields. Wonderful, ooh, wonderful writing.
That's a classic piece of poetry, yes.
And the first three-day Memorial Day holiday weekend occurred in 1971.
Oh, wow. That's more recent than I thought. Interesting, yeah.
And it brings us all the way around to honoring this time
mm-hmm.
and remembering this day. And there's just this poem is pretty good. And I'm just going to read this for you real quick here, everybody. In Flanders Fields. Mm. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row. That marks our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly. Scarce heard amid the guns below, we are the dead short days ago. We lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and were loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe, to you from the falling hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold in high, if ye breaks faith with us who die. We shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. The red poppy remains an enduring symbol of remembrance worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great poem.
Very nice.
It's very well written.
Yeah.
Very good poem. Remember our fallen over this weekend, everybody. We will get to our commercial break. Take care of our partners. We'll come back, do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
All right.
And have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Oh, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Current Technologies wants to take a moment of remembrance for those who sacrificed this Memorial Day. Current Technologies provides residential, commercial, agricultural, and industrial electrical solutions to customers since 2011. Stay safe this Memorial Day.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save, because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasan Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
CKKC and DRS Trucking in Stevens Point are proud of our military. We thank you for the sacrifices you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. This from the community leaders at CKKC and DRS Trucking in Stevens Point. They know that America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend our country, fighting hard to keep freedom alive. Throughout the world, proudly saluting our troops and our veterans now and all year long. And they are taking this time to say, may God bless America.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Woo!
We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great Friday, a great weekend, and a solemn Memorial Day. Wish them go and head on over there. Enjoy some great food. Their soups on Fridays are clam chowder or chicken dumpling.
Chowder.
They got a veggie Benedict that you can check out for breakfast.
Ooh.
They've got a chicken or beef chimichanga for lunch.
Yummy.
Great deals, great atmosphere, great people. Go ahead and visit our friends over at El Cafe. Wish them a good morning from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and email any of our staff using this method, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
424-2600 is the number to call to wish someone a happy birthday on the air, live.
Yeah, yeah. How many places can you do that at? Huh?
Not around here, like none.
None.
We are it.
And people still dig this. People still get into being able to celebrate their birthday and anniversary, everybody. So we encourage you to do so. Reach out to us, 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Seth, I need a 1 through 3.
Okay, 1.
All right, gives us that 1 right there. All right, and a 1 or a 2?
2.
All right, and another 1 or 2?
1.
All right, 2, 1. Got ourselves our qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish happy birthday to Regan Schuster.
Happy birthday, Regan.
Enjoy your day, Reg. Hope it's a good one for you. Old high school classmate of mine.
All right, very nice.
Wonderful human being. Regan, enjoy your day. We also wish happy birthday to Jen Hafferman.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Gene. I'm sorry, Gene.
Oh, Gene. Okay. Happy birthday, Gene.
Gene, enjoy your day. We wish you the best of days. Enjoy. And our qualifier for Friday, it is Carla Breezy.
Carla, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Carla. We hope you have a great one. We move on to Saturday, where we wish happy birthday to Louis Rogney.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
Enjoy your day. Is that Lois or Lewis?
Lewis or Lois? Let me check here.
It's Lois.
Let's see. That is Lois.
Man, I got to be honest. This dyslexia has been kicking my butt all morning, man.
It's a rough day.
Lois, I apologize. Happy birthday to you, Lois Rogney.
Happy birthday, Lois.
And we also wish you a happy birthday to our qualifier on Saturday, Cindy Nielsen.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Cindy, enjoy your day.
Yes.
On Sunday, we put the spotlight on Rick Sky.
Happy birthday, Rick.
Enjoy your day,
Sky.
Rick. That's a good name. That's a good name. Enjoy your day, Rick. Hope it's a great one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, again, Memorial Day, we wish you happy birthday to Jessica Crowns.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Jess is awesome. She's somebody I've worked with a couple of times at a couple of different places, and a great human being.
Cool.
A great mom, great worker, great wife, all those things. Jessica, enjoy your day.
Yes.
And we wish happy birthday on Monday to our qualifier, Ned Kubitschek.
Ned, happy birthday. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, Ned.
Yeah.
All of you, enjoy your day. Have a great one from all of us here at WFHR. And a big thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries.
Yes.
Love celebrating with you, everybody.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a look now at our celebrity birthdays. First up on the list for today, Mark Ballas is 38. Dancing with the Stars dancer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with a couple of different people on the show. Will Sasso is 49.
Oh.
Made his name during Mad TV, but you've seen him in like a Curly and the Three Stooges.
Yep.
Dave and Kevin Saves the World. Plenty of other shows,
yep,
too. He's a great character actor. You've seen him in a lot of
things,
I think.
You've seen him before.
I really liked him. I thought he was one of the top three best performers on Mad TV. Mm. Mad TV in its prime had some really good entertainers on there.
It wasn't bad at all.
Rick Robinson is 55, Black Crowes guitarist and singer Chris Robinson's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they are getting along right now.
Wow, we'll see how long that lasts.
See how long it lasts, but yeah. the great John C. Reilly is 59.
Wow.
A tag team partner of Will Ferrell's many times, but has also, of course, made a name for himself on his own with, like, Wreck-It Ralph and so many of those movies. I have to say, too, some of the biggest hands you'll ever come across.
Really?
Got to shake Mr. Reilly's hand, and it couldn't be nicer. Very, very friendly man and everything. But one of those people where they're laughing and smiling with you and you all that, and then you shake hands, and it's a death grip.
Oh, wow.
Like, you just old school. You could tell he was raised old school. You know,
yep.
Very charming, very funny guy, but the handshake, all business. He's a good guy.
And he's versatile. He can do it all. He can do drama. He can do comedy.
I love his comedy. I love his fearlessness in comedy. But I have to say, easily, the greatest performance I've seen of him is in Chicago. And him singing Mr. Cellophane is one of my favorite moments.
So fabulous.
Love that. I love all of that. I think he, honestly, there's a couple of obviously great performances in that from Queen Latifah and a couple of others. But I feel like he steals the show.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
I'm really impressed. Let's see here. Larry Blackman is 68, lead singer of Cameo. Word up. I just wanted
with that
to
voice,
word up.
That
I just
word
wanted
up.
To word yep. up. Yep. Roseanne Cash is 69, country singer and Johnny Cash's daughter, the oldest daughter from his first marriage, I believe.
Yes, that is correct.
The great Alfred Molina is 71.
Oh, wow. He's 71.
Yeah. Whew. A great actor.
Oh, my gosh.
His biggest roles, Doc Ock and Spider-Man, of course. Indiana Jones' Guide at the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark, a lot of people might forget.
I remember, you know, seeing, you know, Alfred Molina do a lot of stuff, you know, and then going back and watching Raiders of the Lost Ark and totally realizing, oh, my gosh, Alfred Molina was in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like one of his first bigger roles, yeah.
Took him a while to kind of get that big break, but had been a working actor for quite some time before that. Priscilla Presley, 79 today.
Oh, wow.
Elvis's ex-wife, Lisa Marie's mom. She was really good in the Naked Gun movies.
She was very good in those.
She was very, very good in those, I thought.
Fun.
I don't know how you keep a straight face with Leslie Nielsen. Yeah. She managed to do it.
She did it, man.
You're doing love scenes with that guy? Like that, I mean, that's a credit to her. That really is. And I love Leslie Nielsen. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a shot at him. You know, that it wasn't exactly who you would imagine, necessarily.
Exactly.
The great Patti LaBelle is 80 today.
Oh.
She's got a new attitude. and she's on her own.
Yep.
Great singer.
Little Lady Marmalade from her early days with LaBelle. Yeah.
Great interview, too. Mm. Like, she's a great interview, Patti LaBelle.
She's great. Love her.
Bob Dylan is 83.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That hits you. Like, for guys like us, Seth, that are, you know, 90s kids and everything, Bob Dylan has always felt like a certain age.
Yeah.
You know, he's always felt older.
Yes, that's true.
But it wasn't until seeing like 83 that really hit me, like, oh wow, he is getting up there.
Well, you forget he was in his like early 20s when he first got his break, you know, with his first albums and stuff. So, wow, man.
I admire anybody that can make a career in different genres and is well respected by people that I respect. I've never been a Dylan guy, to be mm-hmm. honest with any, you know, the audience and everything, but I respect him. I think he's obviously proven what a great songwriter and great, you know, entertainer he has been over the years.
He's one of those guys that I think that everyone has like a song they really, really like. Maybe it's not even sung by him, but it's a song that he wrote that they really, really like. He's like almost universal in that sense.
What's the blue song? The
Tangled Up in Blue?
Tangled Up in Blue. That's a good one. Oh, I like that one. I like that song. That I can definitely say I like that. That may be, I don't know if it's my favorite. Maybe Hurricane.
Hurricane's up there for me.
I love
for sure.
That's probably my favorite.
Ballad of a Thin Man. That's another good one. I really like that one. Yeah.
So I think, again, whether you like him or not, you have to respect his songwriting.
Oh, you do.
And to do something that he did where. It's kind of, you know, romanticized now, but going from, it isn't as if he just put down the acoustic guitar and picked up the electric. It's where he did it, how he did it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how we really word this, the gall kind of, it's not gall.
People were upset.
Yeah.
People were really upset about that.
It was a huge story when that happened.
Plus, he's from Minnesota, so I have to like him.
I was waiting for it. I was trying to set you up. I was trying.
I gotta do it.
Tommy Chong is 86, man.
Wait, Bob Dylan and Tommy Chong have the same birthday?
The same birthday.
I didn't know that.
That's too good.
That's great.
You couldn't write that kind of thing.
Dave's not here.
Say whatever you want about Dave or anybody else, but what Cheech and Tommy Chong did was incredible.
Yep.
It's still popular and still funny today.
It's surprisingly, because it seems so much of its time, but it's actually pretty universal.
Yeah.
The comedy, it still holds up, which is remarkable.
Also, and I apologize if I'm ruining anything for anybody out there, 98% of what you saw were completely silver.
Yeah.
They were completely silver
No, you couldn't write that stuff
honestly think that they're going to be able to write half of that stuff?
No, not at all.
Come on. They did smoke, but it was never during filming. It was never when they were doing their live acts. Cheech was very adamant about this. Tommy, not as much, but Cheech was very adamant about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that they actually were able to kind of give you a behind-the-curtain look on The Simpsons. They guest spotted on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they both go... They break up, and Homer goes on tour with Cheech. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a great episode. Happy birthday to Mr. Tommy Chong.
Yeah.
One of the greats of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We take a quick look at Saturday birthdays. Cillian Murphy going to be 48 on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Scarecrow and Batman Begins. Was in Inception, 28 Days Later, Red Eye. But I think most people will remember him now as Oppenheimer, as J.D. Oppenheimer.
It's a role of a lifetime. I think you'll always be remembered for that now.
One of the greatest acting performances you will ever see is his role as Oppenheimer, easily.
Frustrated musician. Went into acting.
Yeah. Isn't that
find funny? A different line.
Great actor, too.
Yes.
Really good. Another great actor. I love her work. I love her eyes. Octavia Spencer is 54 today.
She's great.
Joanna in the Divergent movies, Regina in Mom, Minnie in The Help. She was also in Hidden Figures,
one of
the mathematicians.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
She's got some of the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I love her performance. And she is really good. I saw her at first doing comedy, and man, was she fun. But then to see her take this dramatic spin has been really cool
to see.
She's
just nailing it. Oh, man, good stuff.
Really good performer. Yep. Mike Myers is 61 on Saturday.
Oh, really?
Shrek, Austin Powers.
Oh, of course.
I mean, just so many darn things. Incredible performer. I really keep waiting for him to have this like second, third act where he comes back. Mike Myers, part of the reason we didn't see him for a while was certainly some of the bombs that have happened, the Love Guru and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was going to take that and go spin it into a serious acting career where he was going to play Keith Moon. He put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort into doing a Keith Moon biopic that just never really happened.
Yeah, which happens a lot in the movie business.
A lot.
Oh, it happens.
Trust
a lot.
Me. If with half of those, I'd actually have an IMDb page. if
half of those had actually come to fruition, ones you've been cast in, right?
I still kind of hope something like that happens, even if he can't play Keith Moon. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a pretty darn good biopic, Keith Moon. I think you could do a great biopic just on drummers. Just on like 70s drummers.
Oh, my gosh.
John Bonham and all
these. Yeah, all the ones that died. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I think it'd be a pretty interesting one. And on Saturday, we have to send a note to the legend, one of the goats, Frank Oz, is 80 on Sunday.
Oh.
Saturday.
Love that, Frank Oz.
Multi-talented genius. Mm-hmm. The voice in the original puppeteer of Fozzie Bear, Cookie Monster, Bert, Grover, Animal, Miss Piggy, and of course, Yoda. Oh, and did I mention that he also directed The Dark Crystal, Little Shop of Horrors, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and What About Bob?
Also a fabulous director, too.
Great director. Mm-hmm. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is top five comedies of all time for me.
Wow.
Top five.
It's a good movie.
It's so good. Steve Martin and Michael Caine. Enough said. Enough said. And you got Frank Oz directing
it? Man, I mean, come on.
It's so good. Sir Ian McKellen is 85 on Saturday. Gandalf is 85.
You shall not pass.
I am right now in the midst of reading the book about the making of The Lord of the Rings.
Ooh.
And I've just got to the point where Ian McKellen was cast as Gandalf. Now, he originally said he couldn't do it because he had just been cast to play, Magneto in X-Men.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But in a weird coincidence, because it was like this line of movies that were backing everything up. Mm-hmm. By the way, Doug Ray Scott was supposed to play Wolverine. I don't know if people know that. But because Mission Impossible 2 was so backed up, he had to bow out. That's why they very quickly had to cast Hugh Jackman. And that also allowed Ian McKellen to say he could do Lord of the Rings, and the rest is history.
And you can't have anybody but those two in those roles.
I mean, if going back and looking at it,
Michael Fassbender did a great job as a young Magneto, but there's only one older Magneto, and it is Ian McKellen. There's only one Gandalf, and it is Ian McKellen.
Yes,
it's
absolutely
so good.
True.
Same thing with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine.
Yeah,
I think.
And it's all connected. It's fascinating.
So cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. We wrap up with some people no longer with us on Saturday. Would have been Bill Bojangles Robinson's birthday. Oh. Legendary tap dancer.
Mm-hmm.
He's immortalized in the Jerry Jeff Walker song, Mr. Bojangles.
Love that song.
John Denver, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I've all covered it, but Sammy's version, Sammy Davis Jr.'s version. I think the greatest entertainer, all around, full around, complete entertainer I've ever seen is Sammy Davis Jr. And his version is the best.
And he was directly influenced by Bill Robinson.
Yeah. In World Tap Day is Saturday.
Of his birthday. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Enjoy some tap dancing out there, everybody. We take a quick look at Sunday's birthdays and just some incredible ones we have to mention.
Okay.
Matt Stone is 53, brilliant co-creator of South Park. Mm-hmm. Voices Kyle, Kenny, Butters, Tweak, and a couple of others. Helena Bonham Carter is 58. Great actress.
Love her.
Love her work so much. Bellatrix Lestrange in the Harry Potter movies, Queen Elizabeth in The King's Speech, Princess Margaret in The Crown, The Red Queen in Alice in Wonderland. Lenny Kravitz is 60 on Sunday.
Jeez.
That's a good big one down the turn.
Everyone born on May 26th.
Yeah. Pam Grier is 75 on Sunday. Amazing.
Some amazing women on this day. Oh, my gosh.
And don't stop there either. Stevie Nicks is 76 on Sunday. Yeah.
Holy cow.
It's a big weekend, man.
It's a huge weekend.
A lot of big birthdays.
Nice.
And I have to mention as well, on Sunday would have been my biggest musical influence.
Okay.
And my mother's favorite actor. Miles Davis would have been born, it would have been celebrated his birthday on Sunday, 1926. One of the biggest names in jazz history, created over seven different types of jazz in his career. And when he got older and started getting a little bored with the music, he became a great painter, world famous painter and everything. You can't talk about the history of music without talking about Miles Davis.
You have to.
Good luck. And one of the greatest voices ever.
Yep.
Not as a singer, but as a talker.
As a talker.
Kinda, oh, my God.
Kind of grouchy, too.
Very big grouch. Miles probably would have hated me, but I would have ran up to him right away and been like, you're my biggest musical influence. Like,
get out of my face.
I don't feel like talking right now, young man. And John Wayne would have been celebrating his birthday on Sunday. Born in 1907, passed away in 1979. My mom's favorite actor.
You know, I remember us talking in the past on this day, Miles Davis and John Wayne on the same day, which is just blows my mind.
Just the wildest
It's
things.
Wild,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And certainly wanted to make a note real quick with John Wayne. I'm going to watch The Shootist with my mom this weekend. That's what I'm going to do. We've been talking about doing that for a couple of years. We haven't watched it together since I was a kid.
Oh.
She's like, I haven't seen it in a while. And I'm like, I want to see it.
Well, it was Jimmy Stewart's birthday this week, too. So, yeah. I mean, it's perfect. It's the perfect movie to watch,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's perfect. It just goes right hand in hand. And I do want to also note Sunday would have been Sally Ride's birthday, born in 1951, passed away in 2012. First American woman in space.
Awesome.
Hero.
One of the greats, yep.
Yeah, I loved reading about her in school.
She's great.
Monday, since we will not be with you on Monday, quick synopsis of Monday birthdays. Andre 3000 is 49, Outkast co-star.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Also on Sunday, Louis Gossett Jr. Would have been 88.
Oh.
Just passed away.
Just passed away, yeah.
Great actor.
One of the best.
Also, Christopher Lee would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Got some Lord of the Rings stuff referenced.
Boy, we do. That's two actors that were so good, but never really got the due that they deserve because of the kind of movies they were in. But they were both really great.
It's great to see. It was great to see that Christopher Lee got some notoriety before
at the end
he
of his life. Yeah, towards the end of his life. Yeah,
so much of the great work. One of the kings of horror movies.
250 movies he was in his life. 250.
That's a dream to me.
Oh my gosh,
that's like a dream to me. I don't care what the movies are.
Exactly.
You know? That's pretty cool.
Well, he didn't have much either. He just went and did them.
And how fitting that Christopher Lee shared a birthday with the king of horror, Vincent Price.
Oh, my gosh.
Born in 1911, passed away in 93.
Another one of the greats, yep.
Yeah, the undisputed master of horror. He could scare the daylights out of you with just a hello.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
His voice.
Yeah.
He had one of the great voices of all time.
One of Tim Burton's earliest works was an animated short called Vincent, which he got Price to narrate. Yes. And he's not Tim Burton at that time. Nobody knows who he is or anything. But Vincent Price, while, yes, one of the kings of horror and famous for a lot of B movies and a lot of those things, there's a reason he was in those movies. Vincent Price loved cinema, loved film, loved helping out young entertainers, young people trying to get their break in the business and those things. Like, there's a lot about Vincent Price that isn't really talked about. Great narrator, great voice.
Oh, yeah.
Kings of all these different things. A fantastic actor as well, by the way.
Especially if before he got into the horror thing, check out his early career in Hollywood in the studio system. He had a lot of really interesting roles.
I think it's just as noteworthy his work offstage with how impactful he was.
His art collecting and his wine. He was like a connoisseur. He was like a gourmet. He was an awesome cook, apparently. He could whip up gourmet meals like nothing.
It's incredible. That's incredible. And as talented as Michael Jackson is and as well as Thriller was directed, it is not nearly as popular without Vincent Price's voice.
The greatest thing.
It's so good. We will get to our news break. And we'll take care of our partners. But one more time, everybody celebrating a birthday or anniversary out there, we wish you a great one. Enjoy your day.
All weekend long,
And head on over to Culver's and get ready for some free Culver's coming up, everybody.
Yes.
For now, we encourage you to head over to El Cafe. Visit our friends at El Cafe. They're 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish him a great day from all of us at get that pie and wish him a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The researchers who found two ancient dugout canoes in Madison's Lake Mendota now say they found fragments or chunks of at least 8 more canoes in the lake. The oldest one is thought to be about 4,500 years old. It's an astonishing find that could teach us more about 1,000 years of Native history in Wisconsin. Wisconsin tourism officials expect a lot of people to get out and enjoy summer. Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says there's plenty to do, even if you don't travel far.
There's free museums. State parks are always great to go visit if you buy that annual pass. So there's plenty of ways to get out and enjoy Wisconsin, regardless of what your budget is.
Rogie says 86% of Americans plan to spend at least as much money on travel this summer as they have in the past. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The young person who died in a fire on May 22nd has been identified. 16-year-old Carolina Oliva died after being trapped in the upstairs of a house on 11th Street. The investigation is ongoing and officials don't know what caused the fire, but they believe it was accidental. The house is a total loss. There is a GoFundMe page set up for the family. You can find the link on the Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department Facebook page. The ATV and UTV trails in Clark County will reopen at noon today. One trail will remain closed,
That's the east-west trail from Bachelor's Avenue to Intersection 12 on Bald Peak Forest Road. Please use extreme caution on trails. Some will have debris and narrower trails from downed trees. Trails are rough and there continues to be active logging and trucks hauling. Stay on the trail, obey all signs and laws, and please ride responsibly. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers OTAs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Reporting from Boston. The Packers wasted no time this week during OTAs to challenge second-year kicker Anders Carlson, who led the league in missed field goal attempts his rookie season. Former Vikings kicker Greg Joseph was 3-for-3 from 47 yards out. Carlson, 2-for-3.
When you're in the NFL, your talent's pretty good. I think over time, results will pay off, so just trusting the process.
NBA playoffs. The Celtics beating the Pacers again here in Boston, 126-110. Tyrese Halliburton from Oshkosh suffering a hamstring injury for Indiana. He's questionable for Game 3. Baseball tonight at Fenway Park as the Red Sox host the Brewers. Boston in third place behind the Yankees and the Orioles in the American League. The Brewers losing that series to the Marlins in Miami.
Yeah, that's how baseball goes. You know, you just have to keep going. You know, you're going to go through some tough stretches. You're going to go through some great stretches, but that's why you keep putting the work in, keep grinding, and eventually it'll start going your way.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich from Boston with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge. Thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day. We appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, and no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us on this Friday.
I want to get into a couple of interesting things here. One, we've got a few ways to make sure everyone has a happy and safe Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
We're going to get into some of that right now. And certainly driving is one of the bigger things is going to be happening this weekend. Most of you have heard the reports by now. AAA expects a record 38.4 million people on the road this year. So buckle up, make sure you're well rested, don't speed, do not drink and drive, put your phone away, and keep an eye out on the road, keep an eye out for each other, look out for each other, and gives each other some grace. With the over, I don't know about it if it's over-reporting, but it does feel like this week, every year, we hear about these numbers of how many people will be on the road. We've never heard numbers like 38.4 million.
That's a lot.
But with the buildup of this, do you think that this is going to have some people change their plans or maybe not hit the roads? I wonder.
I think it would... I think it does for some people. I really do think it has. Yeah. I don't know if it's a large enough number to make any kind of a difference. Yeah. But I think for some people it does.
Mm-hmm. Grilling. Never let a hot grill be unsupervised.
Yes.
Make sure it's far enough away from the building, trees, and anything else that could catch fire. keep kids and pets away from it, and never spray lighter fluid on coals that are already hot.
Please.
I saw somebody almost do this once, and I almost didn't say anything because I was so dumbfounded that they
would do that.
But please don't do that.
Don't do that.
How about food safety? Don't leave food out of the refrigerator for more than 2 hours. Mm-hmm. When the temperature is up above 90, that drops to 1 hour. Any longer than that, and you could risk food poisoning.
Yes. That would make it miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do that.
No. If you've had food poisoning before, God. It's just horrible.
It's awful.
Horrible. Water safety. Pay close attention to kids when you're around water, never swim alone, and always wear life jackets if you're out on the boat. This week is National Safe Boating Week, specifically because it's right before Memorial Day.
There's a reason they do that. Mm-hmm. See, it's smart that way. I know a lot of people push back and don't wear their vests. Come on, what's the deal, people? It's just a thing. You just... I know it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing in the world, but it's not also the most uncomfortable thing in the world. And it's better than drowning.
My dad was this guy that he loved skiing, loved water skiing, but hated getting his hair wet. His image meant something to him and everything. And he's like, I'm not getting my hair wet. No, and that kind of thing. And one of the things he would push back on is wearing a life jacket. Mm. And until my Nana told him, wear it for me.
Oh.
Wore it every time ever since. Not even
a trip. You just got to find the trigger on there. Yep. You got to find what's going to make them do it. Okay, there you go. Yep.
How much do you love me?
Exactly.
That kind of thing.
How much do you love your children?
Look, guilt is a powerful weapon. it is a powerful weapon.
You know, and I don't think you should use it too much.
No.
But in some situations, I think you're right. I think you should. It does come in handy.
It's got me to do a lot of this. sun safety. Today is Don't Friday, spelled F-R-Y.
I love that.
The National Council on Skin Cancer Prevention came up with it in 2009 to encourage us to be careful in the sun on Memorial Day weekend and all summer long.
Right.
It's also a day to really keep an eye on your kids and making sure that they have enough sunscreen.
That's always something you need to do.
Their four tips are slip, slop, slap, and wrap. And yes, I did practice that beforehand.
You did very well. I will give you full marks for that.
It's not one of those ones you want to mess up.
No.
slip on a long sleeve shirt to protect your arms. Mm-hmm. Slop on plenty of sunscreen that's SPF 15 or higher. Mm-hmm. Slap on a hat to protect your face and neck, and wrap on a pair of sunglasses to protect your eyes from sun damage.
Okay.
Slip, slop, slap, wrap.
I like that. That's very cool.
It's not bad. It's not bad. There is more information you can find at redcross.org, AmericanRedCross.org. That's AmericanRedCross.org. Also, you can go to USDA.com and find USDA.org and find out more.
Now, I know our forecast for Memorial Day and Sunday and stuff isn't great. There may not be a lot of sun, but tomorrow is supposed to be very nice. So make sure you do all that stuff, especially the sunscreen.
Yeah.
Free to wear sunscreen.
We'll check in with our partners quick, come back, and we're going to talk about how much the basic Memorial Day cookout is going to cost and how much of us like ice cream. That's coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This Memorial Day, Jammers Bar and Grill wants to salute all the men and women who have been in service. Stop by at 2810 Eagle Road in Wisconsin Rapids and have a drink, some wings, or maybe even a pizza and share your stories to a team who is thankful for all you have sacrificed. There is enough room for everyone in the party room to come out and celebrate and remember those who have served this community and this country. Jammers Bar and Grill out on Highway 54 in Wisconsin Rapids. Good food, good people, good times.
Knock the dirt off your cleats and step up to the plate with Wham! Incorporated by Quality Plus Printing. Need custom apparel for your team? Or do you want to celebrate a victory with a one-of-a-kind shirt? Make the call to the bullpen with Wham! Incorporated. And don't forget to send in a nomination for Who's Your Hero for someone who's impacted you in a positive way. No sports talent required. Find them on Facebook or visit them at 3515 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a guaranteed home run.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by U.S. Supreme Court expert and attorney Daniel Cotter. I'll also be joined by Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter James Causey. What is up with student-teacher affairs?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high right around 71 this afternoon. It'll be a little breezy here through the day, too. Tonight, clear 44. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 71 with more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Memorial Day with highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Oh. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying.
Seth and James here with you. I'm taking you there. Taking it to the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Good stuff coming up for you, everybody. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news. We'll get into some other fun stuff as well. We want to talk about the 10 things people are convinced others only pretend to enjoy.
That sounds convoluted, but fun.
Should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good. Now, this weekend, a lot of people are going to be enjoying some cookouts, some great meals, some home-cooked meals.
Mm-hmm.
Consumer Affairs looked at how much 7 barbecue staples cost now compared to 2023, and it's a 10% jump.
Wow.
It was $27 on average last year. It'll be $30 this year. This overall meal will cost
you. Okay, all right.
Most of this is because hamburger meat prices are up, but nothing on the list is cheaper than it was in 2003.
Okay.
They compared data from over 150,000 stores across the country and looked at what you'd need for a basic cookout with burgers and hot dogs.
Right.
And here are all 7 items and what they'll cost the average American this year. So 8 burgers, going to be about $8. That's up. Burger buns are about $3.
Okay.
8 all beef hot dogs, $3.
All beef hot dogs.
Mm.
Now, there's wiggle room there. It doesn't have to be all beef hot dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Eight hot dog buns, going to be another $3. 32-ounce bottle of ketchup, $5.53.
You don't have ketchup already?
Yeah, right?
So, like, doesn't that what every refrigerator has all the time?
I'm pretty sure your refrigerator came with ketchup. I'm pretty sure. A 20-ounce bottle of mustard. Wow, that's something that Heinz...
20-ounce bottle of mustard?
Yeah, who needs that?
That's a lot of mustard. For one day? No, you don't need that much.
And a 26-ounce bottle of relish is $4.67.
26 hope your guests like relish.
There's a big pickle shortage thanks to the extreme weather in Mexico, so that might have a lot to do with it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Consumer Affairs, and not picking on them, the Wise Brothers site, a lot of these different places nowadays, what they're looking for is what is going to freak you out, what is going to catch your eye.
Yes.
Not what is actually interesting or
clickbait.
Yeah. And so while all of this is factual, they also give you... not many people are going out there buying a 26-ounce bottle of relish.
Yeah, right, not exactly.
What you mentioned before, most of us have ketchup and mustard already. Right. If you don't, you may not be buying a 32-ounce bottle of ketchup.
Exactly.
Some of these. A lot of people where, yeah, there's probably going to be eight and maybe even more people showing up to your cookout. Oftentimes, it's 3 to 4. So the whole eight burgers is maybe not the greatest number either and stuff.
And of course, it's subject to varies depending on, you know, where you live and all that stuff, too. Although, you know, the whole all beef hot dog thing.
Yeah.
I kind of raised my eyebrows because you can get like turkey hot dogs for a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
These days. So, I mean, something to look into. Maybe buy the not all beef hot dog, which I know being from Chicago, James, that's like a. For can't you, maybe that we can't. You can't do that. Can't. But the rest of us, we can do that.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. More power to you. More power to you. And enjoy. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your meal this weekend, everybody. Have a good one.
And they didn't even put brats on that list, by the way, because they're not from Wisconsin. So,
there you go. Yeah. They should. But brats. Man, there you go. And Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer, which means it could also be considered the unofficial start of ice cream season. The International Dairy Foods Association jumped on this recently, conducting a survey where 97% of Americans reported loving or liking ice cream.
The least shocking statistic I think I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So we finally know who should be running for the presidency. Ice cream. Ice cream should run for office. What kind of ice cream, though?
Getting into contention. Yes. Yep.
They asked people for their favorite flavors, and despite the silly stuff some creameries are doing, like mac and cheese ice cream or things like that, America likes the classic flavors. Vanilla is number one.
Makes sense.
Followed by chocolate, strawberry, butter pecan, cookie dough, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, Rocky Road, and peanut butter.
Okay.
All classics.
They're all classics, some more recent than others. But I guess vanilla is such a good vehicle, though, for toppings.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's so popular for sundaes. I mean, you can't go wrong with the traditional vanilla.
No, you're right. Now, and every time we do these kind of things, it does surprise me a little bit that vanilla ranks higher than chocolate. But your point is apt.
Yeah.
It's made. That's apt. Caramel just missed out the top 10 at number 11, followed by coffee, brownie, moose tracks, birthday cake, cherry or black cherry, Neapolitan, pistachio, banana, and fudge swirl.
No Blue Moon, huh?
They missed the mark.
One of my son's
that.
Favorite, yeah.
The least popular flavor are lavender.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Others that did not get much love include green tea, maple, orange, and rum raisin.
Maple was on there. But are you not a big maple on your ice cream?
I like maple ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I like it. I like
towards the bottom there.
And I'm a little blown away that with some of these because birthday cake, like my mom loves that type of ice cream.
Okay.
And I see a lot of people that like that. Moose tracks is certainly popular around here. So interesting to see those make the top 15 at least.
It's true. That's very true. Wow.
Fudge swirl was the 20th best ice cream flavor, but hot fudge is America's favorite topping.
Oh, hot fudge. Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Our second favorite topping is whipped cream, followed by caramel sauce, chocolate sauce, nuts, and sprinkles.
Yes.
Let's go ahead.
Sprinkles.
And check in with all of you. Good morning. What's on your mind?
No bubble gum?
Yeah, it's a crime.
No.
It's a crime. You know what's a bigger crime? Not being able to find bubblegum ice cream. I can't find it anywhere.
Not around here, bud.
I had somebody tell me, oh, just have birthday cake. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Nah. Just have Blue Moon. Not the same. Blue Moon is great. I like Blue Moon, but it's not the same. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. We need bubblegum ice cream.
I think you're the only two in America.
Yeah.
The only two.
It's Kev and I, and that's it. Kev and I and a bunch of 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, we're right. Yeah, bring back the bubblegum.
Or I'm going to bring you back a little bit more, James. Mm. Hersh Lips, peanut butter cup.
Good stuff. Man, good stuff. The first place my family and I went to when we moved to this town was Hersh Lips Ice Cream.
Nice.
And fell in love with it right away.
I'll bet.
Malts over at Hersh Lips was so good. Oh, it's a great place. I can't remember. There was another thing they made, too, there that was really good. But shout out to Hersh Lips and all the Remember Hersh.
Nice.
Great place. Always good to talk.
Peanut butter cut. The peanut butter cup, we had big chunks of peanut butter and that was
good stuff. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. Hey, man, have a great weekend, and thanks so much for joining us this week.
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great weekend, too.
You too.
Best listeners in radio.
That's great, awesome, man.
Do you have a topping or a flavor that stands out to you?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm in the 3% because I'm not, but I loved ice cream when I was a kid, mm-hmm. but as I've become an adult, I just don't want to eat it. Hmm. I like the taste. I love, you know, the flavors are great and everything. I can't stand it when my mouth gets too cold. I can't handle it anymore for whatever reason. I can't handle it.
I get that.
So that's why I'm not big on the ice cream anymore. My kids love it. We'll go out for ice cream, but I'm like, nah, I'll pass.
Got into an interesting conversation with my dad, of all people, about ice cream. My mom and dad love ice cream, mm-hmm. but they were talking about it and how they think a lot of people don't eat ice cream as they get older because our teeth. Because of how bad our teeth can
sensitive
get.
Sensitive teeth, yeah.
And the lack of good dental insurance for your average American.
Ooh, that's an interesting point.
That was my dad who did that. He never does that.
Very good. Smart.
Take a quick call before we go to break. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it was Memorial Day on Monday. I just wanted to give a shout out to Lieutenant Colonel Dennis Johnson. I walked the bike trail here, and his memorial bench is there. He was born in April of 1953.